today on More to Life, people-pleasing problems. Tired of saying yes when you want to say no? We'll help you set healthier boundaries. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to Life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, people-pleasing problems. Tired of saying yes when you really want or even need to say no? We're going to help you set healthier boundaries. Give us a call. That number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Tell us, is there someone in your life you're having a hard time saying no to, even when you probably should? Maybe you feel caught between two people who want different things for you. For instance, your spouse versus your parents, or your spouse and your kids, or fighting family members who are constantly sticking you in the middle. Or maybe you feel guilty turning down requests from people, even when you have good reasons. Let's help you find the grace-filled cure for the disease to please. 877-573-7825.
And I bet there are a whole lot of people going, nope, I don't have the disease to please. No, I don't. And yet you're trying to make everybody happy. You're trying to make everything about your role as a mom or dad, daughter or son, whatever those things are, be so perfect for everyone. You know, there will not be any mediocrity in your relationships, in your life, in the things you're doing. You will make everyone happy. You will give them perfect holidays, perfect birthdays, perfect vacations. You will do all the things for your family, for work, for the church. And it's gotten to the point where it's doing something negative to you, robbing your energy, stealing your peace or your joy, making you feel used. Maybe, as Greg was saying, it's just one or two relationships, or maybe it's sort of everywhere right now. And I think we all go through it at some point, whether those are different stages of our lives or different times of the year that trigger this disease to please in us. And we're saying yes all the time, even when we want to say no. Well, we need to be able to set those boundaries, not just for our own well-being, but for the well-being of others. You know, if we only say yes to our kids all the time, they grow up to not be able to function in a normal world. If we say yes to people that aren't as important as the people that God's given us primarily to serve and love in our life, our spouse, our kids, things get chaotic. It doesn't work right. Do you have that situation in your life? Are you dealing with getting tapped out? We're here for you today. Give us a call on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. Now, Greg, I know that as a woman, this is something that I have often gone through and suffered through. But I think there's a lot of support here and there for women, at least telling them, oh, they don't have to do that. And yet there's way more pressure to do that. Do you as a man go through that ever? Or is it more in female construct?
Yeah, I hate letting, nobody likes to let people down. I mean, whether you're a man or a woman, nobody likes to say no. We all, you know, men, I think, want to be fixers. We want to be helpers. Mm. We want to do the thing. We want to be thought of well by people. And it really, makes it hard sometimes, when you know, when pastor, you know, asks me to do something at the parish, you know, I want to be able to do that, but I also want to be able to be available to you and the kids. You know, I want to be able to help as many people as I can, but I have to respect the fact that, you know, there's only so much time in the day or so much energy I have.
Right.
You know, I mean, I could schedule clients 20 hours a day.
It wouldn't be healthy. Probably wouldn't be great for them to have that much access all the time either.
So we need to say no to certain people and things so that we can say yes to the things that God wants us to say yes to.
Well, that's a good question. You know, that's one of the things we can really parse out today is, how do you know what God wants you to do when everybody wants a piece of you, when you're trying to make everybody happy or content or just meet their needs, and you're getting pulled in a million different directions? What does God want you to do? How do you figure it all out? We're here for you today on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. 25.
And again, tell us, is there someone in your life you have a hard time saying no to, even when you probably should? Do you feel caught between two people who want different things from you, like your spouse and your parents, or your spouse and your kids? Or, maybe you experienced this past weekend, fighting family members who keep sticking you in the middle of it. Or maybe you just feel guilty turning down requests from people, even when you have good reasons. Well, we want to help you find the grace-filled cure for the disease, so please give us a call, 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And you might be wondering, well, what is that? And more importantly, how could it possibly help me find the cure for the disease to please? Well, glad you asked. St. John Paul gave a series of reflections that helped us identify God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully reflecting on God's design in creation.
People pleasers are often confused about what it means to be authentically generous. The theology of the body certainly affirms that we were created to use everything we have to work for each other's good. But there are two qualifiers. First, the theology of the body reminds us that truly godly, holy relationships are, ready? Mutually self-giving. That is, all the people in a relationship are called to work for each other's good. Just like the three persons of the Trinity. St. Bonaventure said that the relationship between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit was like a three-bucket water wheel. Each bucket is constantly pouring itself out for the others, but never running dry, because it is being immediately filled by those other buckets. Being made in God's image, healthy human relationships are supposed to model this divine relationship. God doesn't want anyone to take care of others but never feel taken care of. It violates how we were created to thrive and defaces the icon of the Trinity that our relationships are meant to be.
Well, second, the theology of the body also reminds us of the importance of choosing to work from love instead of working for love. And, you know, there's a big difference. People pleasing, more often than not, isn't true generosity, because it's motivated by the impulse to work for love as opposed to from it. You know, when we work for love, we give not so much as a true expression of love in a healthy relationship, but because we feel like it's the price we have to pay to get someone to love us back. Plus, that often stops us from being truly loving, because it makes us afraid to work for other people's ultimate good, especially if we're afraid that doing that might ruffle their feathers. You know, but when we work from love, we're able to give freely, confident in our dignity as children of God, and our right to be loved freely, totally, faithfully, and fruitfully. When we can choose to do that, you know, when we can choose to do what's best for ourselves and others, even if that sometimes risks causing conflict or saying no, we're able to have healthier, godlier relationships. People pleasers tend to get stuck in the trap of working for love, But God wants so much more for his children. The healthier and godlier our relationships become, the more we're able to generously and authentically work from love, rather than feeling stuck working for love and being a people pleaser. 877-573-7825. Today we're talking about people pleasing. And if you're tired of saying yes when you want to say no, we're going to help you set healthier boundaries. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we bring to you those people and situations where we feel guilty saying no, or stuck and not sure how to say no, or what you would have us say yes to. Help us to avoid getting too focused on pleasing other people, and instead focusing on pleasing you. Making the choices that enable us to live healthy, holy lives, and doing your will in big and small things. Help us to know what to say yes to so that we can say no confidently, assured of your grace and your will in our lives. We ask all this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, people-pleasing problems. Are you tired of saying yes when you want to say no? Are you even, you know, sometimes Christians, we wonder if we're even allowed to say no, right? Well, we want to help you be generous, but do it in ways that are healthy, that enable your relationships to thrive, and enable you to prioritize what God wants you to prioritize in your life. 877-573-7825.
Well, I think that statement, you know, we don't know if we're allowed to say no, is so important because we feel guilty if we say no for a myriad of reasons, for the messages that are going through our head. So again, how do we figure out what God wants us to be saying yes to and the things that he wants us to say no, or maybe later to? You know, Jesus walked away from the crowd many times. How do we work that out in our lives? Let us help you figure it out today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. Let's talk now with Martha, who's listening to EWTN Radio in California on Sirius XM 130.
Hi, Martha. Welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out today?
I'm on the receiving end of the no. I'm like, my son used to come over every Tuesday night with his three little girls, and now he's got something else he wants to do on Tuesday nights, and I'm off the schedule. So I'm feeling kind of, you know, it's really a pain for me. I'm really sorrowful about not being able to be with my granddaughters.
Martha, let me ask you this. Often, you know, when people in general, but especially adult children, say, I'm too busy, that's a way of saying, you know, there are some issues in our relationship that I don't either know how to address or that I'm not sure you'd be open to hearing about. And so it's just easier for me to say I'm busy as opposed to dealing with the things. Does that ring true for you at all?
The only thing I can think of that he might be upset about is that on his birthday, I was going to bring the cake, and he lives far away and I can't drive there. So they came and picked me up. I thought the cake was at the bottom of a bag, and it wasn't. And it was his birthday cake. That's the only thing I can think of. Otherwise, I bend myself backwards trying to please him and the girl.
I think the next step would be, Well, first of all, let me ask you this. And have you proposed getting together on, I'm assuming you proposed getting together on another night other than Tuesdays, but
yeah. I said, well, when can we get together? Totally ignored me. Just ignored me.
Okay, well, he's upset about something. So the next step, Martha, is to say that to him. You know, and if he won't respond, then, you know, to his wife, you know, to say, look, obviously there's something that you're upset about, and I'm not sure what it is. I don't know how to fix it, but, you know, I get the impression that you either don't know how to bring it up to me or you're not sure that I'd be willing to hear it, and I'd really like to work through it with you because I miss you. and I love you, and I never want you to feel, make it about him. I never want you to feel uncomfortable bringing whatever your concerns might be to me. So, you know, I really do miss seeing you, and I really do love you, and I want to be a part of your life. And I want you to feel supported by me, right? I want you to feel, you know, like you can count on me to be there for you, too. So what's going on? And how can we work through this together? Send that out. Because, you know, again, for you and for other listeners who are in that situation, very often when our adult children say that they're too busy, or when anybody says that they're too busy, it means that there's just stuff about the relationship that they either don't know how to fix, aren't sure we'd be receptive to hearing about, or might seem too overwhelming to address directly. So it's just easier to avoid us. So I wouldn't say that's a good thing, but that's what most people do. So I would make the invitation, right? But be careful not to make it about you, right? Not to make it about why aren't you spending more time with me? Why won't you carve out this time for me? Because that's where we want to go, right? And it's legitimate, right? That's, it's coming from your need. But the more we make ourselves the burden or the problem or the issue, the more the other person just feels the weight of the relationship exceeds the reward,
the benefit
of the relationship.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So you want to make it about, look, I really like being there for you. I would like to be a part of your life. I'd like to you to feel supported by me. I'd like you to feel comfortable bringing concerns to me. And clearly there's a concern that's keeping you from seeing me, and I'd really like to know what it is so, you know, I could work it out with you.
Yeah, and really, you have a son with children, and in all honesty, if he says to you, no, Mom, I'm not upset about anything, and he means it, and you can tell he means it, you know, your adult children are allowed to have their own lives, their own interests, their own schedule, but when they are raising children, it gets really crazy. So you want to say, all right, I'm glad you still want to see me. At the beginning of every month, let's get out our calendars together, even, you know, over the phone or over a FaceTime call or something like that, and plan at least 2 times a month where we can get together. So I can see you, I can see the kids, we can have some fun together. Emphasize that. Again, don't make it about meeting your needs, because that becomes burdensome. And just get those 2 times, so like every other week, on the calendar together. Because it can be very difficult for young adults with children to have any time in their schedules at all, and it can get squeezed out. So if he's swearing he doesn't have a problem with you, then do that. But when you try to
bring those things to you, he just sort of stonewalls you. It's a pretty clear indicator that there is an issue. And if he won't give you what the issue is, then reach out to his wife, you know, and say, hey, look, you know, I think that you know, there's clearly something wrong, and I would like to work through it. I'm very sorry if in some way I've alienated you. So, again, make it about you reaching out to him and address the problem directly. We do talk about this more in our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters. It's a book that talks not just about how to have those conversations, but how to build a kind of relationship with our adult kids that make them receptive to what we want to talk about and what we want to share with them. Let's check it out. Again, that's Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters. It's available at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever books are sold. And we are taking your calls today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. The show is titled People-Pleasing Problems. Are you struggling with saying yes when you really want or need to say no? You know, maybe there's somebody in your life you have a hard time saying no to, even when you probably should. Maybe you feel caught between two people who want different things from you, and you have to pick one or the other, but you're going to risk disappointing both. Maybe you feel stuck between two people who, you know, are fighting with each other and keep sticking you in the middle. Maybe that happened to you this past weekend. You know, whatever the situation is, you might be suffering from the disease to please. We want to help you find a grace-filled cure and set healthier boundaries so that you can let your yes be yes and your no be no, as Jesus says. 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825. We'll be back with more of your calls, plus we'll be joined by Jacob Flores-Popchek, who is a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com. He'll be sharing some insights from his work with clients on how to cure the disease to please. More to Life will continue with your calls in just a minute.
Steve Ray here. Next year's a Jubilee year, and we're going to celebrate it in Rome, but not only Rome. This is our Saints and Shrines of Italy pilgrimage, and joining us is our good friend Teresa Tamio.
Yes, Steve, fantastico. Walking through the holy doors, immersing ourselves in the deeply Catholic culture of Italy. I'll be joining you and Janet in Florence and Assisi.
Join us this May for the Jubilee year, from Milan to Florence and much more, all the way to Rome.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
This program is brought to you by the following nonprofit underwriter.
Are you longing to hear God's voice? Lord, Teach Me to Pray, the free Ignatian prayer series, will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking, and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord, Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
I said to the churches one day, what do you think you're going to look like in heaven? Oh, some of them had absolutely magnificent ideas. I didn't think of one of them. And so I got desperate because then my turn came. I didn't know what to say. And so in desperation, I said, what do you think I'll wear in heaven? And they all said with one voice, armor!
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Ave Maria in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today the show is titled People-Pleasing Problems. Are you tired of saying yes or feeling pressured to say yes, even when you want or need to say no? We're going to help you set healthier boundaries and cure the disease to please. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Jacob Flores Popchak. He is a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com. He's also an expert on the practical applications of the theology of the body and a published, award-winning author and illustrator. Jacob, welcome to More to Life. Jacob, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, now we can. Great.
So you wanted to share some insights about who we really need to be standing up to, and it's not the person we often think.
Yeah, you know, when we're talking to people who think it's their job to keep the peace, you know, by sort of maintaining the absence of conflict or tension, as opposed to those who are willing to, you know, fight to make peace by, you know, actually standing up for what they need to stand up for, the most common initial reaction that you get, and probably if you're listening to this right now, this reaction might be even coming up in your heart or in your head as you're hearing some of what we're talking about today, is, oh, but isn't it selfish to stand up for myself or to get this need or to set this boundary or to, you know, propose this desire or to express this plan or whatever it is, right? Isn't it selfish to do that? And as lovingly and as respectfully and as empathetically as I can, you know, not calling anybody the mat or anything like that, I do want to call that out, because so often that is just the excuse that your anxiety is telling you because you're afraid to stand up for yourself. And don't get me wrong, it's scary to stand up for ourselves, but it's not selfless to give in to anxiety. It's not like we're not being selfish if we are just living in fear of rocking the boat. And that's why I often say, and in fact, I was just delivering a presentation on this at a conference last week, but this is why I often say that the first person we have to stand up to is actually our own interior selves. The first person that you're setting a boundary with isn't that friend who doesn't speak respectfully to you enough, isn't the kid who, you know, doesn't care about what your feelings are, isn't the partner who, you know, isn't responsive to your needs. That's not the first person you're standing up to. The first person you're standing up to is that anxiety monster inside of yourself that says, oh, you can't do that. You can't do that. It'll rock the boat. Right, the whole I'm being selfish thing, that's just what it tells you to keep you in your place. But that's what you want to do anyway.
Hmm. Well, that's a really important thing to kind of look at, because you know, we do need to say no and set boundaries so that we can say yes to the things that God really wants us to do. If we're saying yes to everything and everyone indiscriminately, we don't have the time and the energy to do the work that God is asking us to do or to make the choices that he's asking us to make. And that inner voice, like you said, you know, I think is something that we have to test constantly to see, is this voice that's telling me not to set this boundary or not to say no in this case, is this voice really serving the plan that God has for me? Or is it just getting in the way of me being able to do that? Oh, I think we lost Jacob. Well, thank you so much for being
with
us today.
No, I'm here.
Oh, good.
Well, so, you know, it's just in the last minute that we have here. I mean, what do you think about what I was just sharing?
No, I mean, I think you're absolutely right, you know, and it's really, it is a scary thing. Again, I want to, you know, close on an empathetic note. It is a scary thing to ever stand up for yourself. But if you can recognize that those voices that are telling you not to do so are really just anxiety speaking, are really just your own desire to not feel rejected, taking control of your life, you can divorce yourself of the idea that you're doing anybody any favors other than your own anxiety by avoiding standing up for yourself.
Jacob, thank you so much for being with us today. And if folks would like to learn more about his good work, you can come on over to CatholicCounselors.com to learn more about faithful ways to set those boundaries that enable you to say no to the things you need to say no to, and yes to the things that God is calling you to say yes to. We're taking your calls right now about people-pleasing problems. The number is 877-573-7825. If you feel pressured to say yes when you want or need to say no, let us help you set healthier boundaries and find grace-filled ways to cure the disease to please. 877-573-7825.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
We're living in such a divisive country right now. So much cancelization on social media, so many attacks, so much vitriol. Not to mention, people may be concerned for their own safety because it's been shown over and over again that people do not want to hear a different opinion, and some can get violent with it. So they're scared. Results from every generation reveal a double-digit gap between what people are willing to say publicly and what they think privately. So while about 1 in 4 Americans say they trust the media, only about 1 in 14 truly trust the news they're being fed. It looks like a lot of people are in line with those of us who also distrust the media, and more than we even realize, according to this latest report.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
In the world of religion, what constitutes a promise? What constitutes a vow? How do they differ? The Catholic Catechism states that the Christian is called to make promises in a number of different ways, such as in baptism, confirmation, matrimony, and holy orders. A Christian may also make promises that are uniquely his own, such as promising to say certain prayers, give alms, or make a pilgrimage. Remaining faithful to a promise we make to God demonstrates the respect due him and his divine love. A vow is a deliberate and free act of devotion in which a Christian dedicates himself to God or promises God some good work. The Church recognizes as especially exemplary those who embrace the evangelical counsels of poverty, chastity, and obedience. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Hi there, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Men in general, and fathers in particular, put a tremendous amount of pressure on ourselves. We know that we're meant to lead our wife and children to God. However, many of us weren't raised in homes where this mission was modeled for us. We intuitively know we don't have the first idea how to become the men God wants us to be or how to lead our families to Christ, and it terrifies us. Unfortunately, we often try to cover our ignorance and the fear of our incompetence by setting ourselves up as angry, part-time pagan deities of our household, commanding obedience from everyone around us. But if we fall prey to this temptation, any rebellion we experience on the part of our kids isn't defiance against us. It's actually obedience to the impulse God has created in every one of his children to resist bowing down to any god but him. To learn more about commanding healthy authority as a father, check out my book, Be Dadattitudes, 8 Ways to Be an Awesome Dad, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled The People-Pleasing Problems, as we talk about the challenge of saying no and setting those boundaries we do need to set. Before we take your calls, though, I do want to let you know about a great opportunity. Of course, this past Sunday was the first Sunday of Advent. Would you like to have a more peaceful family by Christmas? You know, there are lots of ways that families can celebrate this Advent season with the Advent wreath, the Jesse tree, or other traditional practices. But we would like to offer you a way to create a little more space in your hearts and homes before Christmas. Become a subscriber to the Catholic Home app. That's H-O-M. It stands for Households on Mission. We just posted today a three-step plan, simple three-step plan that any family can follow to create a more loving, joyful, faithful family life by Christmas. Check it out and get all the support you need from Lisa and myself and our whole team of pastoral counselors and coaches, plus great creative resources to help making living your faith at home fun. Download and become a subscriber to the Catholic HOM app today and get the support you need to have a more peaceful, loving, faithful family by Christmas.
Well, not only that, but it will also greatly, greatly increase your chances that your children will stay Catholic for the rest of their lives and do it vibrantly. And if that sounds like the Christmas present you're looking for, well, go ahead and join us on Catholic HOM.
With that, we are taking your calls today on our show titled People-Pleasing Problems. If you are having a hard time saying no when, you know, people are pushing you to say yes, let's talk about it. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Tom, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Nebraska.
Hi, Tom. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi, good morning. I realize many things in life are about balance, but it still seems to me that the more you can say yes to others, I mean, it could be argued that the more you could say yes to others, it'd be dying to self. I realize these other arguments are made, like what your guest just had on, but it just seems like ultimately if it's a sacrifice, it's offered to God. And now I wouldn't want to get into enabling, you know, bad behaviors for other people, but when it comes to just making choices with other people, couldn't it just always be argued that dying to self is always going to win the day?
Ah, well, here's the difference in what the world says about this and what we actually see in the scriptures about this, Tom. Dying to self is a beautiful, wonderful, virtuous thing to do. And often people are asking us to die to self in many different ways. As I mentioned earlier in the show, it has to go along with our mission. It has to be something that God is calling us to. So we need time to discern that, because there were many times where everybody was coming after Jesus for more blessings, more food, more discourse, more whatever
healing,
more healing, whatever those things were. And sometimes he was fully present to them and there and making those relationships and doing those things. And sometimes scripture tells us he disappeared from their midst, or he took time to go off alone to renew himself and to spend time with the Father. So even Jesus, who absolutely died to self, died for all of us, and gave and gave and gave of himself, had to know when to say yes to those moments and when to say no. And it was because he was fully God, but it was because he was in constant conversation with the Father that he could discern when are those times it's part of my mission and when isn't it part of my mission.
So dying to self, building on what Lisa was just saying, dying to self is a key point to Christian discipleship. But it's different from the destruction of the self, which is actually a Buddhist concept. The idea of pursuing greater spiritual enlightenment by completely destroying the self and completely denying the self is more Buddhist than Christian. Let me talk about what denying the self means for the Christian. It doesn't mean that if you have a need, you should deny it. It doesn't mean that if you have a boundary, you shouldn't set it. It means that we should always bring every choice to God first and not do what comes to us naturally or what we feel like doing in the moment, whether it's being generous or not being generous. Sometimes we can be too generous, and sometimes we can be not generous enough. St. John Paul, in his book Love and Responsibility, talks about the importance of not just doing kind of reactively what we think the loving thing is, but making sure that we're always loving responsibly. In other words, we're making choices that actually work for the good of the other person and our relationship. Part of that means making sure that we are being generous to others, but in a way that also allows us to meet our needs and sometimes allow them to be generous to us. You know, when we die, you know, we will be completely united with God and the entire communion of saints, but we'll still be us. We still get to be our own persons. Just like we were sharing in our opening reflection, where St. Bonaventure pointed out that the three persons of the Trinity are distinct persons, even though they're totally one, but they take care of each other, right? They're always pouring themselves out for each other, but never running dry, because the three bucket water wheels always filling the other wheels up. In the same way, healthy Christian relationships reflect that Trinitarian dynamic, where we're, yes, taking care of others, but in ways that allow us to get our needs met too. And that's how we create communion with others. If I'm just constantly serving you, Tom, but I'm never letting you know what my needs are, I'm never giving you an opportunity to take care of me or be there for me, we're not creating communion. I'm just basically serving you in a very unhealthy way that leads to the destruction of myself as opposed to the dying of myself.
And all of these decisions need to be based in our ongoing prayer and conversation, or the same thing, with God, where we're asking him every day, Lord, let me hear your voice. Let me have your guidance on all the decisions I make today, the way I should be serving people, how I should be spending my time. We have to be asking, not just putting it out there, but saying, give me the ears to hear you, because he has a plan for your day. He has a plan for all the people that you're going to be around. And unfortunately, all of us, and I am not saying this is just you, Tom, I'm saying this is all of us, we get into the pattern of, oh, I know how a Christian should behave. It should be all these virtuous, self-donative ways, and I'm going to do that. And instead of being in conversation with the Holy Spirit, we end up acting like dogs begging for a treat. We just do the right things. We sit when we think we're supposed to sit, and we, you know, get on our hind legs and beg when we think it'll get us attention from God. That's not relationship. That's just trying to please God by just throwing stuff at that looks virtuous at a target. What he wants from us is a personal relationship with him that includes others, but starts with him and talking to him about how he wants us to serve every single day.
So, you know, it comes down to the fact that we don't know how to love other people the way God wants us to love them, mm-hmm. right? And as soon as we think that we do, oh, well, I should always say yes to everything that people ask me for. I mean, that's my understanding of what God wants me to do. That's not me going to God and saying, you know, God, what would be the thing to do in this situation that would glorify you, help me work for the ultimate good of this person, and help me work for my ultimate good and the ultimate good of this relationship as well. So every situation, I have to die to myself and die to that impulse to do one thing or the other instead of doing what God wants me to do, right? And so when it comes to dying to the self for the Christian, what that really means is we submit every decision to God. Yep. And we prayerfully discern what he wants us to do in this moment and make sure that whatever we are doing in an attempt to serve his will does glorify him, work for the ultimate good of the people that we're involved with, and for our ultimate good and the ultimate good of our relationship. That's going to be a different answer for every situation. And if we just have a one cookie cutter solution where, oh yes, we always have to say yes to be holy people, or we should always say no to be whatever, healthy people, then we're not dying to ourselves. We're actually just doing what comes naturally to ourselves.
Well, let's bring this down to a very human metaphor, okay? Tom, if every time you lived your day out, you said, I know what my wife will be happy if I do for her, and you're bringing her home flowers, and, you know, you're sending her, you know, you're giving her notes, whatever those, like, little extra things are, and you're noticing that the relationship is not thriving. But look, you're doing all these romantic things. But you've never stopped and asked her what she needs today.
And maybe she's allergic to those flowers. You know,
maybe
she
not,
doesn't
but,
see the notes.
But
maybe she doesn't want to eat more chocolate.
But
what is it that she she wants? You have to go to her and ask first.
And even if they're loving things, if she's getting flowers and she's getting all these things, but you never get to know her heart and her needs and meet her where she's at, the relationship isn't going to thrive the way it needs to. And so we need to be asking God and be in that prayerful conversation with God so our relationship with Him can thrive, and then He can help us know how to have those mutually self-donative relationships with others.
Otherwise, we're working really, really hard to serve God without ever asking Him what He wants.
Yeah.
And that's not dying to ourselves. Tom, thank you for the opportunity to clarify that, because that's a very common misunderstanding. We have, as Christians, we've gotten the message that, oh, of course, you know, saying yes to everybody else and just pretending we don't have needs, that's the holy thing to do. It's really not. It's a very unhealthy way of living, and that's one of the reasons the theology of the body can help us correct some of those unhealthy tendencies that we've inherited as Christians. Tom, thank you again for the call. 877-573-7825. We're talking about people-pleasing problems. You know, of course, God calls us to be generous, to use everything we've been given to work for the good of others. And yet, we do have a right to say no. We do sometimes have an obligation to say no. How do we do that? Especially when other people get upset with us, or we feel guilty about it, or we're not sure what the right thing is. Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. So we head out to our break. It's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4.
Which is a perfect follow-up to our conversation. We have been approved by God and entrusted with the gospel. So we speak not to please man, but to please God who tests our hearts.
Again, yes, of course, we're called to be generous. We're called to be loving in every situation. But that means working for the good of others. And sometimes working for the good of another person means saying no. And sometimes working for our good means saying no. Sometimes working for the good of the relationship that God wants us to have means saying no. But we're not going to know the right answer unless we do, as Tom was reminding us, you know, dying to ourselves. And how do we die to ourselves? We say, okay, God, this is what I feel like the right thing is to do, but you tell me what you want me to do. And that way, whether I have the temptation to be indiscriminately and unhealthily generous, as in, the case of enabling people in doing destructive things, or I have a tendency to be kind of selfish and not generous enough, I'm always checking that impulse by dying to myself and bringing it to God and saying, Lord, what do you want me to do in this situation? That's what we're called to do. Not to focus so much on the destruction of the self and the complete denial of our needs, but to bring ourselves to God and ask Him, in every situation, how do you want me to respond to this? With that, we're taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Our show today is titled People-Pleasing Problems. If you're tired of saying yes when you really want or even should say no, if you are caught between two people that you care about and you're not sure which one to disappoint or how to manage your way through that, let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. More right after the break.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Maybe you've been hearing a lot about the need to make a spiritual communion while participating from home in a live-streamed or broadcast Mass. Maybe you've even prayed the prayer of spiritual communion. Spiritual communion is a concept that goes all the way back to the 4th century. It flourished in the Eastern Church and gradually moved west. Spiritual communion stresses the transcendence of God, where we unite our desires, intentions, and loves with the holy sacrifice of the Mass and the consecration of the Eucharist at the altar. Jesus, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you.
Do you have a teenager at home who's full of potential? Too often the world is telling you to be content with mediocrity instead of raising respectful and responsible young adults with strong character. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Ray. If you need some help, not only to navigate those teen years, but to really enjoy them, check out my book, Standing Strong, Good Discipline Makes Great Teens, as well as my other books, on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net.
When your children consider going to college, where are you going to find a place that will prepare them for the future and build on the foundation that you've laid? The answer? Ave Maria University. With an authentically Catholic curriculum, including 35 majors, AMU prepares students to take on the world.
My daughter told me she was published in a scientific journal as an undergrad. I'm so proud of her. The world needs Catholic physicists, and my daughter's going to be one of them.
Learn more at avemaria.edu. That's avemaria.edu.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
We're so glad to be with you today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and our show today is titled People-Pleasing Problems. Are you tired of feeling pressured to say yes when you really want or need to say no? Well, let us help you set healthier, more grace-filled boundaries. 877-573-7825.
We're talking right now with Kay, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Pennsylvania.
Kay, welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out?
Hi, good morning. First of all, I'm a Protestant, but I like your programming, so I do listen to you guys.
Thank you. You're very welcome here.
Thank you. I have a situation where I'm married to a people pleaser, and I often feel like I am the bad guy in setting boundaries because I do believe in setting them. And just like you had said earlier, where Jesus went away and he would actually go away to be with the Father, and he did set boundaries. So it's oftentimes in certain situations where I feel like I'm the bad person for saying no. I have a situation now where there's a fish tank involved, and the son, I'm the stepmom, the son never took care of the fish tank, and now that he's outside of our house and with his mom, he wants that fish tank to stay within our house, even though he never took care of it. And of course, I feel this pressure from my husband of wanting to please him, because that's basically how he raised him, in not being the bad guy. And I'm just wondering, you know, what can I say to him to basically let him know that, you know, he's never taken care of it before, so why should we trust him to take care of it now?
Okay, so question, you know, here, so Kay. If your stepson's living out of the house, is everybody expecting you to clean the fish tank and take care of it while the stepson's not around, or is your husband taking care of it?
My husband is taking care of it.
So then what's the problem?
Although it's well, he doesn't always take care of it. sometimes I'm the clean freak, and my husband is not. And also, we're about to move into another home where we really don't have space for this fish tank.
Okay. And let me ask you the question, though. Okay, do you guys, you know, you can mention your Christian, do you guys pray together?
Or is your husband taking care of it?
Whoops, I think you got to turn down your radio, Kay, because you got us on a delay a little bit.
So, do you guys pray together?
Yes, we do.
Do you guys pray about this kind of stuff?
We have not, no.
So that's where I want you to start, okay? Because, again, you know, going back to what we were saying to our previous caller, you know, as Christian disciples, you know, our call is always to die to ourselves. And it's not a matter of kind of going with our gut impulse to say yes or to say no to anything. It's to bring any challenging situation, even simple, silly things like, you know, do we keep the fish tank or not, to God. And because it's not just about the fish tank, right? It's about the bigger issue of your husband feeling guilty about the divorce or whatever, the relationship with his son, so he never wants to say no. It's about you feeling like your husband isn't choosing you and your needs over, you know, the other stuff going on. It's there's a whole lot of relationship stuff that's getting mixed up in all of this that gets played out around a fish tank, but it's not really about that. And so when we bring those concerns to God together and say, okay, Lord, you know, I know what I want to do. My husband knows what he wants to do. But help us to know what you want us to do. And could you please help us remember to take care of each other while we figure that out?
That part's huge, Kay. Please help us to take care of each other while we figure that out. Because so many times as couples, we all do it, we put the thing that is irritating us in between us and taking care of and loving each other in the moment. And we keep thinking, well, we'll get back to it. Once we're getting along, we'll get back to it. Once we solve this problem, we'll get back to it. Once we get over all the awful feelings that this problem is causing us, we'll get back to it. It doesn't work well that way. We really need to be in a place where we're praying and saying, Lord, help us to take care of and love one another as we discern what you want us to do in this situation.
So that's step one, all right? Step one is praying about it the way we said, okay? It's not just, okay, you know, who's right here, Lord? It's, you know, how do we, here's what I want, here's what my husband wants. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Help us to figure out what you want, and help us to take care of each other and really attend to each other while we're working to figure that out. Now, the second part in this, and this is sort of the master class, okay? This is what I call the qualified yes technique, right? It's good to say yes to people when we can, even our stepson, the example that you're giving. We obviously don't want to, you know, just indiscriminately say yes and, you know, be rewarding a responsibility. But it's good to be able to say yes wherever we can. So this technique kind of helps you be generous, but have appropriate boundaries at the same time. And that's kind of to ask yourselves, you know, how could I say, is there a way I could say yes to this that would respect my concerns and needs too? So, for example, I might say, well, I would be willing to keep the fish tank if husband, you cleaned it every day. But if you don't clean it every day, it's going in the garbage. You know, I'm not going to nag you. I'm not going to pick on you about it. If it doesn't happen every day, then it goes away. Right? You're saying yes, but there's a qualification there that makes sure that you're attending to your needs. Another variation on that theme is somebody asks you for help. It's like, well, I could help you on Tuesday, but I can't help you on Wednesday. Oh, well, I really need you on Wednesday. Well, I'm sorry. I could do it Tuesday. I could even do it Friday, but I can't do it.
You don't have to give them a million reasons as to what you're doing that you can't do it on the Wednesday. You just say, I can't do it that day, but this is the day I can help you. And if that doesn't work, I hope you find somebody else.
But then they choose to say no to you, right? So the qualified yes technique allows you to be generous within certain parameters that enable you to take care of your needs too. So that would be sort of the master class. So step one, again, praying, not so much who's right, or, you know, God, fix this, but rather help us to know what you want us to do, Lord. This is what's on my heart and why. This is what's on my husband's heart and why. But help us to understand what you want us to do and take care of, and help us to take care of each other while we figure that out. And then secondly, using that qualified yes approach that enables you to be as generous as you possibly can while still respecting your concerns and needs. Thank you so much for the call. If there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us again. And I'm so glad that you're tuning into Catholic Radio. Keep tuning it in here so we can keep supporting you and living a more faithful and abundant life.
God bless you, Kay. It was great meeting you. So I think, Greg, that we just need to parse out that qualified yes technique for all of our listeners for a moment, because this is so important. We can use that qualified yes technique with anyone. So we're meeting our own needs and the needs of the people who are primary in our lives, our spouses, our children, and still offering to meet the needs and desires of others, but within the boundaries that actually work for the life that God is asking us to attend to first.
Well, the reason that we have a hard time saying no or setting those boundaries in the first place is because we have a tendency to set these discussions up in a polarized way.
It's a yes or a no.
Do I or don't I?
Yeah.
Right? And then I feel trapped because I don't want to say no, but I can't say yes. So now what do I do? The qualified yes technique enables us to say yes in a way that allows us to also respect our needs. So I can say, well, you know, yes, I want to help you. Here's how I could do that. Okay, Mom, I would love to go to the grocery store for you, but I can do that, you know, on Mondays, but I can't
when
do
I
it
do the rest of my grocery
when you just
shopping.
Randomly call me in the middle of my day and ask me for something, right? So then that teaches Mom to call you on Mondays, or if she doesn't, then she can find some other way to get the groceries. You know, it's you're still being generous, but you're being generous within parameters that allow you to also meet your needs, which prevents you from becoming resentful, right? And if people pleasing isn't bearing the fruit of a closer, healthier, godlier relationship and more joyful connection with a person, then it's not worth doing. Because we're building the kingdom of God means building healthier, holier relationships. And if the way you're serving others is causing you to be resentful and upset and frustrated and feeling lonely, you're doing it wrong. Because that's not building the kingdom. There's a way to say yes that allows you to be your own person too. And that's what we're talking about today on More to Life. If you'd like to learn more about how to set healthy boundaries while still being appropriately generous, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, or we could hook you up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life in the light of God's grace. That's CatholicCounselors.com. Then get out there and celebrate the life God wants for you, because you know what? With His grace, there is so much more to life. Thanks for tuning in. Have a blessed day.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.